Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel in Maseches Nida. And it is the last daf in Maseches Nida. It is the last daf of Shabbos. Okay, so we are two lines in the bottom. We're not two lines in the bottom. We're like four or five lines from the bottom. We basically just mentioned on Ayin Beis of Beis, we just mentioned that Rabbi Lezer says that it's a, all these halachas of Nida and Zava are halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, "Hani halachas ninu." These are all halachas Moshe Misinai. Hani kron ninu. We can learn all these dinim about the differences between Zava and Ida from the Psukim. We're going to quote a long. Basically, how we do is we're going to quote a long brisa, and at the brisa, see they learn out all these halachas. This Sanya, we have the brisa that says the pasuk says, "Isha ki yozov zov doma yomim rabim." He made dust in to mehi v'safar loshav v'shamim. It's the whole pasuk. So it's the yachol. Maybe you would think that three days bleeding, three consecutive bleeding days, even if it's during the quote Yemei Nida, that would constitute, that would create make her into a Zava. So Gemara says, was that the first part of the Pasuk which mentions Shiv Nekiyim, which applies to a Nida? That would be Baro Yom Echad. That would be if you only saw one. She only saw one day. She saw 3 days in the beginning. She would be zava. So how do you know that there's a difference between the nida days and the zava days? Tamalom, where the pasuk says below eis nidasa, right, or al nidasa, depends, which means samach nidasa, that the concept of zava is near the days of her nida, not on the days of her nida, which would be the 11 days after the 7 days of nida. The emi ela samach nidasa. Now I only know the halacha that zava exists if she bleeds the day immediately after her nida, somach nidasa, 7 days. And on day 8, she starts bleeding. That's how you can create the zava situation. So muflo nidasa yom echa minayim. How do I know if she starts bleeding on day 9? She's still considered a zava. Tamar lomar okis hazub. The okis hazub that comes to include even if she didn't see mamish somach yimei nidasa, but she still becomes a zava because she sees 1 day afterwards. So Gemara says she starts seeing 1 day afterwards. Ainly Ella Yom Echad. I know only if she's separated from the Yemei Nida 1 day. Minayin Larabos Muflog. I don't know if she's the bleeding commences more than 1 day after the end of the Nida cycle. Shnayim Shlosha Arba. Shnayim should really be there. Well, Shnayim Shlosha Arba. Chamisha Shisha Shiva. Shmona Tisha Asara Minayin. How do I know that if she proceeds then 3 days in a row, she's also considered a Zava? So Amarta. Mamatina, we're going to learn that from Mamatina, be Yom Revi'i Sharoi L'Svira, right? Yom Revi'i V'Roi L'Ziva. Afani Avi Asiri Sharoi L'Svira V'Roi L'Ziva. So what's the fourth day? We establish now, basically, on the, that before this, that the fourth, that we established that she can see on day two of the Ziva cycle, right? She can see on day two of the Ziva cycle. So that means to become a Zava, she bleeds on day 2, day 3, day 4. So day 4 is included already in the bleeding limudim. Also, if she sees on day 1, she has to count Nikiyim. Well, that's day 2, 3, 4 is already there. So day 4 is already a day that can be used as counting a clean day, and also can be used for counting a bleeding day. So Afani Avi, right? So if you count that on day 4, right, Revi Shiroi L'Svira of Zayin Nekiyim, and Roi L'Ziva because she saw Afani Avi Asiri. I'll bring the 10th day Shiroi L'Svira. It's Roi for counting. Why is it Roi for counting? Because if I see on day 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, well, or day 3, then day 10, that's already count. It's a day that you can use for counting. So Afani, you say, I'll say Roi L'Ziva. As long as it's fit to be a day that you can count clean days on, it can be a day that you can count for actual seeing. So it doesn't have, so we read the whole point over here was it's not some of the doesn't necessarily mean the day immediately following. It means the day after the Nida cycle. The day after. And now we're including all other days. So long as you can count Shiva Nekim on that day, the Pasuk is saying that you can count that as a day of bleeding for Ziva purposes. Uminayin Rabbas Achadasar, how do you know to include the 11th day? Because the 11th day is not part of the clean days. If you saw it, if before we're at this point, we only have her bleeding in the beginning. So 3 days ends day 1, day 2, day 3, and then she doesn't, and day 4, and now she has to count 7 Nekiyim. That would end on day 10 from the first part. 1, 2, 3, and then count 7 days, and end on day 10. How do I include the 11th day? Talmud Lomar, below Eis Nidasa comes to include, even if it's Muflo Yomim Rabim. I'm not sure why, if you have below Eis Nidasa, why can't you just say that includes day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Why do I have to have this memo scene with day 4? But, That's how the pasuk learns. Yachol shani marba afashne masar. Maybe I'll include day 12. Maybe I'll include day 12. Day 12, however, would be day 1 of the next Nida cycle. Maybe I should include day 12 to be part of the Ziva cycle. Amar Talab, you said no, that's not true. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabisa Reisa Lerabos Achasar Ulahochi Shneimasar. How do I know to include 11 and not 12? We don't know anything yet. We don't know any of the rules yet. So how do I know 11 and not 12? You said I'm going to include 11 for below waist Nidasa because 11 doesn't have the characteristics of day 4 and of day 4. It can't be used to count as a clean day if you bleed on the first 3 days. So I'm including 11, why not include 12? Why not include 13? Why stop, basically, at 11? Umara Istil Arabos Achadasar Lahochish Namasar, Marba Ani Achadasar Sviras Oki Sazov, Umotzi Anish Namasar Shainroy the Sviras Oki Sazov. Right, Rash, you could basically, I can include the 11th because it could be an accounting. Why? Because if she saw on day, because we already include day 4, that's why we need day 4. Right, so if she leaves on day 2, day 3, and day 4, you'll hit day 11. Right, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, it'll be the 7th day. You'll hit day 11. So day 11 you can hit. You won't hit day 12. So remember, you have to go into the stages. So at the stage that we have, at stage 2 essentially, you have day 4 as a day that can be used for bleeding. If you have day 4, a day that can be used in bleeding, then you can extend below waist nidasa until you can extend to day 11. Because that can be a day that can be counted for day 4, but day 12 cannot. So ainly elo shlosha yomim, I only know that if you bleed 3 days consecutively, that comes as it becomes a zava shnei yomim minayim. I know she's a zava katana if she bleeds for two days. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says yomay. Right, says yomay also yomay. The minimum yomay, minimum plural is two. Yom efa minayim. You're also a zava katana if she bleeds for 1 day during the yomay ziva. How do I know that that's the halacha? Talmud Lomar, kol yomay. The extra word kol is to teach us even a roa yom efa alone is also tameya. So now, the pasuk says, Timea. What does Timea mean? Milame, it comes to teach us, Mitama es boala kenida. Because she's Timea, if she sees blood, if someone's boal her, then he gets the same tuma as she. Which says in the pasuk, V'im shachov yishkav isho so v'tehen nidasa alav, v'tamei shivas yamim, v'kola mishkav v'shishkav alav yitma. That Timea means that she's Mitama es boala kenida. So then the pasuk says, he. Right, it says a he, which is usually a miut. So it's a he mitamis bola, then a zav mitamim mashu boel. Only a zav or a nida, a woman who bleeds, she's mitamim the person who has bia with her. But a male who's a zav and has bia is not going to be mitamim the person who he has bia with. The Gemara says, and we've seen this before, but a lo dinu should be a kavah chomer. Why? Uma he, when it comes to the zava, she ain't a mitamim berios kibayomim. She has a three see on 3 days. Doesn't matter how many berios she sees in 1 day. It has to be 3 days to make her the zava. So ma he she'ena mitam b'rios kibayomim, but mitam is bola. She's a mitam of the person she has to be with. Who a zav who has the chumra? That's mitam b'rios kibayomim. Even if he's 3 separate rios in 1 day, that's enough to make him tamei. Eino din mitam mashu bolos. So he certainly should be mitam of the woman who he has to be with. So tam alone the pasuk says he's a miut. He mitam is bola. The eino zav mitam mashu hubol. Only she's mitam of the person she has relations with. The zav is not going to be mitam of the person who he has relations with. Right, we see that chumra throughout. What's the zav's chumra? Remember? Right, exactly. So zava has the chumra because it's the zav is it has to be mipsarah from his bus. It has to be from him mipsarah. It can't be from onus. Enachanami. The Gemara uses that other places to mess up this kavah chumra. Uminayin shehi it should be he. She osa mishkav uzu moshav. How do we know that she's matam mishkav moshav? Tam alom. The pasuk says. Kimishkav nidasa, right? It has to be kimishkav. The ainli elo shloshes yomim. I only know that it's 3 days. If it's what's the girsa? The girsa is he or who? That doesn't matter. The Maram Ranchberg changes it to he. But how do you know she's mitam and mishkav moshav? It says kimishkav nidasa. The ainli elo shloshes yomim. I only know she's mitam and mishkav moshav. She sees riyah has a riyah for 3 days in a row. Shnayin yomim minayim tamalomer yimei. Yom echa minayim tamalomer kol yimei. So the yimei it's two. Kol yimei makes it back 2-1. Uminayin shosoferes echod leechod. How do I know that 1 day she has to count shomeres yom kineged yom essentially? Because that's not really written in the pesukim. Though pesukim only mentions shiva nekiyim for 3 days. How do I know that you have the concept of shomeres yom kineged yom for 1 day or even 2 days? Tamalomer yihyala, which says it's the pasuk says yihyala, so that's an extra shimer yihyala. They learn how to have the extra shimur. She bleeds 1 day. She has to have the shimur. Shomeres yom kineged yom. Yachol Tishbor Shiva Lishnayim. Maybe if she sees 2 days, she should count Shiva Nikiyim. Why 3 days? Maybe 2 days she should count Shiva Nikiyim. Vidinu, and it should be a Kavachomer. Umahu, when it comes to the Zav, that we say she ain't sofer echad leechad. He doesn't have to be Shomer Yom Kinyagin Yom if he bleeds 1 day. Sofer Shiva Lishnayim, nevertheless, if the second he bleeds 2 days, he has to count Shiva Nikiyim. So sofer is echad leechad. The woman who sees blood for 1 day, we just established, has to be Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Einu min adin shetisbor shiva l'shnayim. So shouldn't she certainly see, count 7 clean days if she sees two days in a row? Tamalomer yihiyela, right? Einu soferes elo yome echad. Yihiyela is singular, only 1 day. If she sees anything less than 3 days, she only counts 1 day of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Again, these are the drushas from the Braisa. We're still in the Braisa. So we just finished the Braisa. Now the whole point of the Braisa was, Alma Kroninu. All these halachas of Nida, which is basically all the halachas of Nida and Zav that we've been learning throughout about the Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom, Zav Ketanah, Zav Gedola, it's all in this Brais, it's all learned out of Psukim. So how are you, Rabbi Lezer, telling me that this is halacha Moshe Misinai? It's all from Psukim. Alma Kroninu. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Bikiva Kroi. According to Rabbi Kiva, he says that these are Psukim, and you can learn it out from the Psukim. And this Brais is in his Shita. Rabbi Lezer ben Azayi, Hilchastav. According to Rabbi Azayi, he said it's a halacha Moshe Misinai. He doesn't learn out these Nimudim. It's typical for Rabbi Akiva to make all these drushes from these psukim that, you know, he was arshing the Targum on top of the letters.
There's a major kash in the Rambam.
They all ask the kash in the Rambam. How you have halachas?
A million places.
This is major. How do you have a machlokas and halachas Moshe Mishnah? This is the riot. This is the case, I think, that's brought down. This is the major kash. Oh, you want the answer? I don't know. So this is the major kash in the Rambam. Enochanami. So Amalar Rashmai Rabbi Abba. Rashmai is said to Rabbi Abba. Right, the Torah says basically, but the Torah doesn't mean it. The Torah says Visha ki yozuv zov dama yamim rabim, many days. So ema biyam, fascinating havamina. Ema biyamama tahave zava belayla tahave nida. Maybe if she bleeds at night, she's a nida, but if she sees blood during the day, that would create a zava. In other words, you make the distinction between nida and zava based on the time of day that she bleeds, day or night. Nida would be at night because that's when she go to mikvah. Makes sense, I guess. Neither you go to mikvah at night, Zav, you go to mikvah during the day. But maybe that's the... So Rabbi Abba said back to him, Allah, in order not to say like you, the Pasuk says, Amakra al nidasa, which means samuch nidasa. So let's think about it. The Zivas process starts, the Zivas cycle starts samuch nidasa, next to the Nida cycle. Well, when does the Nida cycle end? At night. So the Zivas cycle begins right then. When is that? At night, right? Samach nidasa emas have. What is immediately following the nida cycle? The leila, that's at night. The kakari la zavin, she's already called a zavin in the Torah if she bleeds at that night. Okay. Tana de Bei Eliyahu. We learned in the base measures of Eliyahu Navi. Kol hashone halachos b'chol yom. Whoever learns halachos every single day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. It's promised to him that he is going to be a ben olam haba. Shanei Amar, the pasuk says in Chabakuk, Perak Yimel, pasuk Vav. Halichos olam lo, the halichos of the world are his. Atikri halichos ela halachos. Do not call it halichos, rather call it halachos. And he's muftach to be a ben olam haba. Before I make the siyum, everyone has been walking up to myself and to Menachem and saying thank you for whatever we do, which is not such a big deal. However, what I want to do is say thank you to everybody here and everybody who listens and everybody who comes for making this an unbelievable and fulfilling experience for me. Without people coming to listen to shiur, then there's no point in preparing shiur. Allow me to give the shiur, which allows me to learn. It's really been wonderful, and I really appreciate it. So I say thank you, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Brachos Dafez 6:10, starting again. I wouldn't say starting again, continuing. Hajalach tinokes v'slikla maseches nida v'slikla tamabavli. Shkoyach, mazal tov.